Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second, the second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third, the left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second, the center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third, the DH, Deion James. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kittle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Fletcher moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown strikes out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Deion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1-2. James hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura bunts in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Webster scores. James moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maldonado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. James moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hernandez out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Alomar reaches second base with a double. James scores. Snyder scores. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. Alomar moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Bill Long now pitching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webster is called out on strikes. One out. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with long covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Sammy Sosa. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing right field. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Webster reaches second base with a double. Chris James pinch hits for Deion James. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cecilio Guante now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Patterson now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.